7 CFW.
the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW. Well, a study of 4,000 Americans revealed that only 12% of us eat right. Although maybe that survey could be flawed. The poll was taken at the exit of a Taco Bell drive-thru.
Finishing the workday with Jay Roberts and the Valley's fun music.
See you tomorrow.
105.7 CFW.
Slow down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going down.
I'm tired of myself, tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Let's dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in, I'm tired of this town
again. Square. She's standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town
again. The 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. I'm Kurt Vollman in for Jay Roberts, and you're going to want to listen to Mike McKay. He's got your feel-good story of the day, mornings at 6:15 and again at 9:15. Mike McKay, mornings on 105.7 CFW.
1057 CFW and Civic Media are proud to sponsor the inaugural Barbecue Fest, Saturday, September 6th at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls. Enjoy mouth-watering barbecue, live music, and a barn dance. Participate in the cornhole tournament. And say hi to our very own Mike McKay as he helps judge the cooking competition. It'll be a great time. Get details online at NWSFA.com.
CFW.
Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake. All of those tourists covered with oil. Drumming my six string on my front porch swing. Smell those shrimp, they're beginning to boil. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. But it's a real beauty, a Mexican cutie. How it got here, I haven't a clue. Wasting away again in Margaritaville. Searching for my lost sugar salt. Some people claim that there's a woman to blame. Now I think, hell, it could be my fault. Stepped on a pop top. Cut my heel, had to cruise on back home. But there's booze in the blender, and soon it will render that frozen concoction that helps me hang on. Wasting away.
'80s, '90s, and more.
105.7 CFW. We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7.
CFW.
The dark side's called love and is real. She'll never know just how I feel. From out of the shadows she walks like a dream. Make me feel crazy, make me feel so mean. Nothing gonna save me from the love that's blind. Slipping to the dark side across our line.
The 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. There's a new question going around the internet. The question is, does swimming count as a bath or a shower? The answer, obviously, is no way.
Just shoot for the stars. If it feels right, then aim for my heart. If you feel like it, take me away and make it okay. I swear I'll behave. You wanted control.
Woo!
1057 CFW. Streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
I never meant to call you in your sorrow. I never meant to call you in your pain. I'm the one who wants that night to see you laughing. Oh.
The 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. National Night Out is this Tuesday. It's a community-building campaign promoting police-community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. Lots of events in our area, one in Eau Claire at Carson Park, one in Chippewa Falls at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds, one in Menominee at Wilson Park. Events all throughout the state. Fun for the whole family, so put your porch light on and get out for National Night Out this Tuesday night. A reminder from 105.7 CFW.
You're not hurt. Your acting seal. Your brows can't shine in the sun.
your news, weather, sports, and the latest throughout the Chippewa Valley, check out 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap is where Chippewa Valley relies on the latest information to stay informed and up to date on what's happening in our area. For news, weather, and sports, 24 hours a day, rely on 93.5 The Tap.
Hungry for a feast? Fire up your taste buds at Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi. Sizzle your own meats, simmer savory broths, and dive into fresh sushi, crab legs, and oysters. All unlimited. Family-friendly, fun vibes, and flavors that pop. Visit Hot Pot Barbecue and Sushi at their convenient location on the corner of Claremont and London Road today. Bring your appetite and your crew for Hot Pot, Korean barbecue, crab legs, oysters, and all-you-can-eat sushi. It's the flavor party that you've been waiting for.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Mark your calendar for Saturday, September 6th. It's the first ever Barbecue Fest coming to the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. A full day of fun for the whole family. Music, games, and barbecue. Lots and lots of barbecue. There's a barbecue competition, cornhole tourney, barn dance, and more. Join 105.7 CFW for the first ever Barbecue Fest. Saturday, September 6th, Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds. More info at NWSFA.com.
That sound? It's your recycling at work. And you can thank a Wisconsin woman for making it happen. Millie Zantow saw a waste sorting system in Japan during a trip in the 1970s. She came home to Prairie du Sac in Sauk County inspired. Her research led to the triangle-numbered plastic recycling system we still use today. So can you guess what percent of all the plastics produced in the United States ends up being recycled? 75%, 25%, or 5%? The answer coming up. Zantow also helped with Wisconsin's recycling laws, along with the opening of one of the first collection centers. But now, are you surprised to learn the answer is just 5% of plastics are recycled? It's according to the group Beyond Plastic. Yet Zantow always believed you don't have to be perfect, you just have to start. There's a smart slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is again warning about the dangers of federal cuts to programs that support the forestry industry. In a second letter to Brooke Rollins, Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Governor Evers again urged the agency to prevent funding and staffing cuts that could impair programs like ones meant to help prevent wildfires. Other state officials have also raised concerns about the federal cuts affecting the level of coordination between states when dealing with halting the spread of an invasive species like the emerald ash borer. Republican state lawmakers are circulating legislation that would make it easier for parents to opt their children out of vaccine requirements for schools and child care centers. The proposed legislation would not make changes to current state law, but aims to inform parents of their right to waive the requirements for their child. The current law states that parents can waive the requirement for medical, religious, or personal reasons by submitting a written statement. Vaccination rates for Wisconsin children have been declining since the COVID-19 pandemic. A Chippewa Falls man was sentenced to 10 years in prison this week after pleading guilty to possessing over 500 grams of methamphetamine, which was intended for distribution. According to a press release from the Wisconsin Department of Justice, 39-year-old Jason Barnard was arrested after selling methamphetamine and fentanyl to a confidential informant on two occasions in October. Law enforcement authorities say they recovered 2 kilograms of methamphetamine, 85 grams of fentanyl, and nearly $3,700 in cash during a traffic stop. The Menominee City Council has approved a new nonprofit grant program. Under the new program, $50,000 has been set aside for area nonprofits in the 2026 calendar year. Officials say the application-based system will make it easier for the city to budget the aid distributed to those organizations each year. Nonprofits seeking funding through the grant program will be able to submit applications from January 1st to February 28th. The City Council will review the applications by the end of March and distribute the grant funding by June 1st. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, some areas of smoke and lows in the mid-50s. For tomorrow, filtered sunshine again from the smoky areas and highs in the mid-70s. Nice Saturday and Sunday. Weekend, 75 to 80 with sun. Currently at 75 degrees.
CFW.
CFW.
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled. Was the summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried. Yeah,
the 80s, 90s, and more, 105.7 CFW. And now a song whose lyrics were written by Elton John's songwriting partner Bernie Taupin. It's Starship, and We Built This City on 105.7 CFW.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Say you don't know me or recognize my face. Say you don't. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo, listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
We built this city on rock and roll.
You're listening to Jay Roberts. 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.